Square for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Every ISIS bride repatriated to Australia is being investigated after one of the women was charged with travelling to Syria almost a decade ago. Mariam Raad was arrested yesterday morning at her home in Young, 3 months after being one of the 17 women and children who were repatriated by the federal government. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A 9-year-old boy critically injured in the SeaWorld chopper tragedy has miraculously woken from a coma and even given a thumbs up from his hospital bed. Leon De Silva had a video call with his mother, Winnie, who has been treated in a Gold Coast hospital 70 kilometres away from her son in intensive care after the pair narrowly survived the helicopter disaster on Monday. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The ATO is coming for Australia's multi-million dollar influencer industry with a promise to tax glammed up social media stars on gifts from companies, make them pay GST and stamp out bogus deductions. The Daily Telegraph can reveal Australian tax office staff have an arsenal of data matching technologies to help them compare tax returns of Insta-famous people with the lifestyle and valuables in their online posts. And no one is prouder of what Glenn McGrath and his Breast Cancer Foundation have achieved than his kids. Yesterday, James, Holly and Madison joined their dad at the SCG to mark the 15th anniversary of the Pink Test, which has so far raised almost $19 million for the McGrath Foundation to fund breast cancer nurses across the country. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week, I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths, and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.